South Korean Unification Minister Kim Ha-jung said Wednesday the South is offering North Korea 50,000 tons of corn to ease the North's food shortages.
그러나 최근에 북한의 식량 사정이 어렵고 특히
He says, considering the fact the North's food situation is bad and likely to become worse, the government has decided to resume corn aid to the North in fulfillment of an agreement made by the last South Korean administration. Previous South Korean President Noh Moo-hyun's administration cited soaring corn prices as the reason it did not deliver the food during Mr. Noh's term. Current South Korean President Lee Myung-bak has made food aid contingent on progress by Pyongyang in getting rid of its nuclear weapons and several other issues. North Korea angrily responded by labeling Mr. Lee a traitor and threatening to turn Seoul into ash. Pyongyang has suspended practically all diplomatic contacts with the Lee administration and has remained silent on the South's offer to provide aid without preconditions as long as the North makes a formal request. Unification Minister Kim says the South reprised the Noh administration corn offer 3 weeks ago via the Red Cross.
오늘 발표를 통해서 북한에 대해서 다시 한번 남북이 그동안 합의했던
He says the South is using today's announcement to once again express its willingness to fulfill the agreement, and he hopes the North will respond favorably. He says if North Korea does not respond, South Korea may consider donating food to the North via the World Food Program. President Lee has adopted a far stiffer approach to aiding North Korea than his two predecessors, both of whom sent hundreds of thousands of tons of rice and fertilizer across the border every year with no strings attached. Do-hyun is president of the Seoul-based Citizens Coalition for Human Rights of Abductees and North Korean Refugees. He says South Korea does not need to be in a hurry to provide the North with food aid. Do says decades of hunger in North Korea are to be blamed on the North Korean government's own decisions. He says handing over food aid without changing Pyongyang's basic food policies would be like pouring water into a broken jar. Kurt Aitian, VOA News, Seoul.